From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Palm Beach County commissioners are set to discuss a possible ban on pit bulls on Tuesday, even though such breed-specific bans are against Florida law. WLRN's Marva Hinton has details.
Palm Beach County Mayor Priscilla Taylor tells the Palm Beach Post that pit bulls are temperamental, and a possible ban is something the county commission should look into despite the state law. She says Florida statutes can be overturned or amended. A pit bull ban stands in Miami-Dade only because it predates the state law. Taylor says she wants to know where Palm Beach County commissioners stand on the issue. The county tracks dogs that have a history of attacking people or other animals. Pit bulls are the most represented breed on the county's dangerous dog list, with 17 of the 52. But that list also includes golden retrievers and poodles. Opponents of pit bull bans often cite the Centers for Disease Control's assertion that breed bans are ineffective and often a waste of public resources. I'm Marva Hinton in Miami.
And having your secure data stolen or misused can take a bite out of your peace of mind. But a new Florida law going into effect tomorrow requires businesses and government agencies to tell people when their personal data has been breached. Under the law, once a business finds out sensitive information has been compromised, that firm must report the data breach to the Attorney General's office within 30 days. Attorney General's office spokesman Whitney Ray says time is of the essence in such cases.
Florida consumers shouldn't have to live in constant fear that the compromising of their information could ruin their financial lives and compromise their identities. They need the information early so they can take the necessary steps to protect their identities.
Under the law, consumers whose data is compromised will be automatically contacted by the retailer where the breach occurred. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei. Now we say hello to Paul Leary.